Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wildfires are spreading across Europe and forcing some people to flee. Firefighters are tackling blazes in France, Spain, Portugal, Greece, Croatia, as well as Morocco's northern mountains. Roughly 16,000 people have fled blazes in southwestern France. President Biden's trip to the Middle East last week was fruitless and an embarrassment to the American people. So says Oklahoma Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen on Newsmax.
It's an embarrassment. I hate to say it. You know, I want the president to succeed when he goes into other countries because I don't want it to look bad on all of us that are normal here inside the United States. But you see one mistake after the next.
Several large Chinese cities, including Shanghai, are rolling out new mass testing or extending lockdowns on millions of residents to counter new clusters of COVID-19 infections. USA Radio News.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
U.S. stock futures rose slightly this morning as investors awaited earnings report from Bank of America and Goldman Sachs this week, just ahead of key central bank meetings. Inflation does not hurt if you're a rich politician. But real Americans are struggling with this added burden to our wallets. Food banks are there to help if you need it.
The United States is facing record high inflation. That being said, many families are struggling to put food on the table. Appearing on Fox and Friends is Eric Cooper, president and CEO of Feeding America San Antonio.
Families are struggling. They're leaving the grocery store now with less food in the grocery cart.
Feeding America says that 53 million people have received assistance from food banks and pantries since 2021. Since then, 80% of food banks surveyed report an increase in demand for 2022. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Census data out this month shows a massive boom in suburban home building, especially in Texas. The big housing boom is also taking place around Atlanta, Nashville, and statewide in Utah. As President Biden's trip to Saudi Arabia is being compared to a complete waste of time, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells Big Boy TV the price of an electric vehicle is still out of most Americans' budgets.
We're for cutting the cost of electric vehicles because when you have an electric vehicle, then you're also going to be able to save on gas, but you got to be able to afford it in the first place.
Right.
Right. Now, we're actually starting to see on some models the costs come to where even if the your car payment's a little higher, your gas payment will be a little lower and you come out ahead, but the price still need to come down for most Americans to be able to get in an EV.
Personal finance expert Dan Ricciotto tells Fox News an EV in your driveway will cost you over $800 a month in payments. And its capabilities are still a science experiment.
The electric car is great, but it's essentially still a science experiment in many ways. We have to always be worried about range, as most Americans are when they think about electric cars, or access to chargers. We're lucky enough to have a charger. Most Americans don't have access to a charger. At the end of the day, you and I are worried about putting food on our table, filling our gas tank with our regular cars, right, so we can get back and forth to work. And inflation, highest in 40 years, has taken a real bite, a pay cut, if you will, for most Americans.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Where you got Cheryl Chumley with us, the author of the new book, Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. A terrifying story of how government is using the chaos of COVID-19 pandemic and every other crisis, as Ron Emanuel talked about. Yeah, you don't want to let any good crisis go to waste. That's you know, good fodder for, you know, scaring the heck out of people and raising all kinds of money. Right, Cheryl?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting that here we are over 2 years past the coronavirus, and not only has Joe Biden in his administration extended the emergency health orders that we were living under for 2+ years, justifying the seizure of individual liberties. He did that in March. But now we have his so-called coronavirus experts coming out and warning us that we as Americans aren't taking enough action to protect ourselves against the coronavirus. But oh, so luckily for us, they have just the right bureaucratic recommendations to save us from ourselves. And they're coming forward with more coronavirus-tied recommendations on how to live.
Yeah, and he expects us to, I guess, lose our sensibilities as much as he has, to forget about what little effect his policies and fear-mongering did, you know, to help us manage through COVID and to actually save lives.
That's because it's purposeful. It's a purposeful strategy of the left to continue to use the fears of the coronavirus to justify the seizure of individual liberties. The end game here is to cripple America from within, to completely abolish the concept of God-given rights, which is the root of American exceptionalism, and ultimately to sell out America for the designs of the globalists at organizations like the World Health Organization and World Economic Forum, who are hand-in-hand with China.
Exactly. Yeah, and amazing that here China has made it clear that they want to be the leader of the pack, and you've got a president that is selling out to them, and of course, more and more, we find out every day, more information from the laptop from hell from Hunter Biden that is really making it look like this president of the family is absolutely treasonous.
Yeah, never mind an America First policy, right? Never mind the previous administration, Donald Trump's particular brand of American policy, America First. We've gone far beyond that. It's not just America Last. It's America Last and China First, because there's really very little you can look at in this administration that. Now, I know Tucker Carlson on Fox News just made this point, but it's one that I've been making for a while now, that this administration has done more for the good of China and the global bureaucrats than for America. And it's difficult to just chalk it up to say, oh, it's just faulty politics on the part of this administration. It's beyond that.
No,
you have
exactly.
You have to assume that it's purposeful.
Well, follow the money, Cheryl. Look at what's going on. How much money has been rewarded to the Biden family, you know, through Hunter, you know, based on these reveals out of this laptop? You know, Miranda Devine wrote extensively, and so did Peter Schweitzer, about elite capture. You know, whether we're talking Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, go right on down the line. Our elites have been captured by the communist Chinese. They own them. We've got the Confucius Institutes that reside in over 40 college universities in the United States, and they are in control of the narrative. Eyes are on anything that comes out research-wise, the theft of, our property, our intellectual property continues. I mean, it is amazing what the Chinese have been able to do, and Joe Biden and the rest of them have complied so easily at the expense of we the people, Cheryl.
And so you have to wonder what's going on, right? You don't even have to be schooled in politics or particularly interested in politics to know that with this administration, something is going wrong with America. And look at the polls. What was it? 88% think America's on the wrong track. Well, there's
right.
a reason for that. Well, whether people in America are actually blaming the policies of this administration or they're just feeling that something's off course, something's not right. The fact is there's a deeper agenda taking place in this White House, and it is coming from the far left forces that have been working actively to crumble America for years now, but they just have not been able to come out so openly and speed through their agenda because they've always had a Democrat Party that, by and large, still cared about America. Well, that mm-hmm. facade is gone. That curtain's been torn away, and now we have a feckless president who barely knows what he's saying. And so that just opens the door for all these deep state, shadowy government types to ram through their leftist policies, and that's what's taking place.
Well, and they, you know, kind of, I guess, told some truth by accident or otherwise last week when they announced the, you know, the new liberal world order. I mean, and that kind of just passed through the mainstream media like nothing. I mean, it's echoes of Barack Obama, the fundamental transformation of America. All one and the same, and that all roads lead to a one-world government. This is all purposeful, to your point. This isn't something by accident or just bad policy. This is all done on purpose by design.
You know, you raise an interesting point when you say just a few days ago they kind of tipped it. They tipped their hat. They had a big reveal. The thing is that the left, these globalists, these government bureaucrats, both in America and at the global levels, they've been doing the big reveal for years. If you go to the World Economic Forum's own website, right, you've got the Great Reset spelled out. You've got Klaus Schwab, who over a year ago wrote a book all about his Great Reset plan. You've got Bill Gates, who has written books and puts out a Gates Notes edition every year about his plans for a new world order. And then, even more importantly for Americans, you have Joe Biden on the campaign trail talking about a Build Back Better plan of action that mirrors completely, step by step, the entire Great Reset playbook put forward by the World Economic Forum. So it's all there. The writing is all on the wall. The problem is
exactly.
too many Americans don't see it. And they play into they allow the media to sell them lies that uttering things like Build Back Better or One World Order is akin to a conspiracy theory, which it is not.
Exactly. No, I mean, and if you think otherwise, why don't you turn on your TV and see what's going on in Sri Lanka right now?
Well, yeah. Or, you know, a year ago, it was Australia. I mean, Australia, mm-hmm. during the coronavirus crackdowns and so forth, went crazy. And look at what's going on in China right now. They're affixing tracking devices to their own citizens there to make sure that they quarantine when they're told to quarantine. And too many people in America say, well, that's China. That wouldn't happen here. Or that's Sri Lanka. Things like that wouldn't happen here. Well, for 2+ years, it pretty much did. And if people think we're headed back to, you know, pre-pandemic normalcy, think again, the left is only gearing up to do more of the same in the coming years.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Cheryl Chumley after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, Cheryl Chumley, the Washington Times online opinion editor, author of the book Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. You know, Cheryl, it's like we've gone full circle. What's echoing in my mind is the voice of Benjamin Franklin. As you recall, he was asked by a woman after one of the conventions, and she asked, she goes, okay, what kind of government did you guys come up with? And he says, well, a democratic republic, if you can keep it.
And one of the things you need to keep it, well, actually the primary thing you need to keep it is a properly morally compassed citizenry, right? Because
yes.
only people who are properly morally compassed can constrain themselves and live under a limited government system. People who don't have proper morals, they don't have virtues and principles that they live by every day, they're the ones who are the lawbreakers. They're the ones who
exactly.
need government to tell them right from wrong. And so this is what ails America right now. We have turned away from God, and now we're mm-hmm. living with this big government atmosphere that we ourselves created.
I mean, we keep looking to the very thing that creates a bigger mess. I mean, and basically, the Democratic Party that extricated God from their platform, 20 years ago, continues to march on, and they offer to the country, in a sleight of hand, is that, you know, we the government are your God. You don't need Almighty God that created heaven and earth. We are the God of America now, and look what's happening. You know, we've got 63 million babies that have been aborted. That is a low estimate number, because we're not even talking about the babies that have been aborted by mail order, you know, through the abortion pill. This culture of death that has resulted from us turning our back on God, to your exact point, Cheryl. I mean, we are reaping the whirlwind because of the choices that we have made.
Need to start realizing a Bible truth that this is all about a battle of principalities, right? Like, we don't war mm-hmm. against flesh. It's constantly a battle of principalities that we live out each day. And we need to realize that things that are evil should be called out as evil. They shouldn't be
exactly.
allowed to be repackaged as forms of tolerance and diversity and live and let live. Certain things are evil, and we need to call them out first as evil and then go on to discuss how to deal with that evil. And, you know, that has
exactly.
been lacking from the American political discussion for some time.
Well, our founding fathers made it clear that our Constitution was designed for a moral people, a righteous people, people that were, you know, seeking God. And here it is. You abandon that premise and you have the America that you have today. And we are at the brink here, Cheryl. If there is not a reset button, a spiritual reset button for good and morality in this country, then Klaus Schwab, his vision for the world will be realized. And that is that by 2030, you will own nothing and you'll like it.
Yes, and let's be clear here. The foundation of America is the Judeo-Christian principle. It's not, you know, some watery god, earth god, or anything like that, or another, you know, the Muslim god, or anything like that. It's Judeo-Christian principles that built America and that gave us American exceptionalism. So that is the moral base that we need to be pressing all of society, in particular these days, our political leaders to return to.
Exactly. Well, Cheryl, I want to transition to your opinion piece regarding Joe Biden unleashing the DOJ. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the matter of abortion must be returned to individual states and their respective legislatures to decide. I mean, that is the perfect summary sentence that, a percentage of protesters do not seem to understand. They have emotionalized this to such a degree that they've dumbed themselves down and are ignoring the facts. And, of course, this is further exacerbated when Joe Biden responds to, as you say, locking and loading the Justice Department, Health and Human Services, and to sick them on the states until they comply with their pro-abortion crowd's radical demands, right?
Yeah, what is he doing? A proper presidential response to this U.S. Supreme Court ruling would have been to come out and say, this is the highest court in the land, we must abide. And if he didn't like it, he could have gone on and stipulated that he doesn't agree with it and appealed to his friends in the state legislatures to take action in accordance with the Democrat will. But instead, Joe Biden has come out and he's called to the lowest base in America, which is the ignorant demonic forces that you see in the streets now, throwing red paint on the front of their white pants to protest, ridiculous things like that. The thug element, the violent element, and he's appealing to them basically that his will is to do whatever it takes to make sure abortion across America in all states is free and unfettered up to and maybe even beyond the ninth month. And what's very interesting to me is that polls just came out and showed the number one concern of Americans, by and large, by a third of all Americans, is inflation, followed by gas prices. Abortion is way down in the 1-5% realm. So he's taking a very small facet of the population and trying to launch this war against the rest of America, hoping, I'm not sure what, that it wins votes in the polls. I don't think it will.
No, exactly. It doesn't necessarily pass the so what test on the surface, Cheryl, to your point. The other thing that disgusts me is that the way they're presenting this, I mean, they're lying to the American people and they're overwhelming them with propaganda and the media is participating in this. I mean, even the Harvard-Harris poll they just released said that 72% of Americans support banning abortion at 15 weeks or sooner. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi insist that the majority of Americans believe as they do, that they should have abortion on demand up to and including moments before a child is born, or in some cases, in some states, even after a child is born, you can have post-birth abortion.
Which goes to my point of a few minutes ago that we need to recognize the battle of principalities here, because if this were simply a quest for political wins, the Democrat Party would not be reacting to the Supreme Court decision in this way, because none of the polls show that abortion is the number one issue for Americans right now. They would be going for the political wins on the economy. So something else is going on here, and what it is, a very evil agenda to keep in place unfettered, easy access abortion as a means of killing the unborn, killing God's creations.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, as you say, Cheryl, this is a spiritual element. I mean, you know, just like when Jesus was born and Herod killed all the babies, what is it that the devil knows right now and the evil forces know right now? What and who is coming alongside? Who is being born right now that is going to upend the plans and purposes of the demonic? Makes you wonder.
That's a really good point, right?
Right.
That's an excellent point. And I guess on the optimistic side of that, you know, the devil's plans are not going to waylay God's plans at all. God's not going to be put to the side. Mm-hmm. But in the meanwhile, Americans are taking part of this very evil design by not actively opposing abortion, not all Americans. Of course, I don't mean all Americans, but the Americans who in the Democrat Party or who go along with the Democrat will over abortion are taking place in this very satanic agenda.
Well, I believe that this is an appointed time, Cheryl, that we live in right now. There's a reason. 49 years later, why now? I think this is significant to your point. This is a spiritual issue. And for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, make sure your eyes are open, your ears are open, because God's will be done, right? Cheryl Chumley has been our guest, the Washington Times Online opinion editor, and her book, Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom, is a must-read. Cheryl, God bless. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wildfires are spreading across Europe and forcing some people to flee. Firefighters are tackling blazes in France, Spain, Portugal, Greece, Croatia, as well as Morocco's northern mountains. Roughly 16,000 people have fled blazes in southwestern France. President Biden's trip to the Middle East last week was fruitless and an embarrassment to the American people. So says Oklahoma Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen on Newsmax.
It's an embarrassment. I hate to say it. You know, I want the president to succeed when he goes into other countries because I don't want it to look bad on all of us that are normal here inside the United States. But you see one mistake after the next.
Several large Chinese cities, including Shanghai, are rolling out new mass testing or extending lockdowns on millions of residents to counter new clusters of COVID-19 infections. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've tuned in to Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, and it's good to have Jordan Goodman. Yes, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Well, I'll tell you, what is happening here? I mean, it's like everything is going up in the air. I mean, Joe Biden announces last week, welcome to the new liberal world order. Don't fight it, I guess, huh?
Well, the results aren't very good. Everything is falling. And what's been amazing is that commodity prices have been falling for about a month. And oil kind of hung in there. But then oil started falling sharply down to about 95, 96. It had been 120 not that long ago. So that's a pretty sharp... And that's telling you, the market is telling you demand is going to be coming down a lot because the supply is still very tight right now with what's going on with Russia. But the commodity markets are very sensitive to demand, and they're saying that as the economy continues to slow, there's going to be less demand for oil, and that's hitting wheat and soybeans and copper and aluminum, just all the different commodities. If you look at their charts, they're really falling pretty sharply here.
Well, staycations are taking a whole new definition. I mean, staying is absolutely staying put. Nobody's getting in their car, going to grandma's house. They're just doing it. They're doing it on Zoom, I guess, huh?
Well, the cost is so much that people are making decisions. This is what economists call demand destruction. When you say, well, maybe I shouldn't really make that trip because I can't afford it. Should I commute to work or can I do it from home? And so that's where the demand destruction comes in. Still seems like a lot of people flying, a lot of people driving. But on the margin, some people are kind of saying, maybe I don't need to make that trip. And that's going to hurt oil prices.
And speaking of flying, Jordan, over the holiday, how many flights got canceled?
Thousands.
I mean, it's tough enough. Yeah, thousands. I mean, it's like, it's a bloody mess.
It is. Well, the airlines made some mistakes as when their demand fell off a cliff in 2020. They either fired or had a lot of pilots and flight attendants retire. And then when demand came back, they just couldn't put it back together again that quickly. So it's a labor issue to some extent.
Right.
And they just, you can't create pilots out of thin air. It's a whole process you got to do.
It's the same kind of genius that they employed with defunding police. Let's get rid of the police. And all of a sudden, oh, we need police. Like, all of a sudden, we can go to Costco. We have on aisle 5, we've got pilots and attendants over there. You need to, you want police. Okay, that's aisle 14.
Yeah, buy them in bulk. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. So you're seeing crime going up. I mean, all these mass shootings are just horrific, and there's just not enough police around to handle it. And these delays in airplanes are terrific, and we're not getting enough. So, yes, we have in general a labor shortage in this country, and that's hitting all kinds of things. The truckers, I could go through a list of areas where there's just not enough people for the jobs we need, and that is inflationary. That's one of the reasons inflation is up, because companies have to raise wages to attract workers, which they have to pass on in the form of higher prices. That's one of many reasons for inflation.
Mm-hmm.
But gas station profiteering is not one of them, okay? President Biden went after the gas stations.
Let's pick on the mom and pops running these gas stations and beat them up, you know, because there's some. I mean, Biden is beside. He's already blamed Putin, so nobody wants to hear Putin anymore. So now we're just going to blame the mom and pops running these gas stations, right?
They do not have control over these things, and they have a pretty thin, very thin profit margins, actually, at gas stations.
Yes.
They make most of their money when you go in and buy candy. Actually, get that
right. Yeah, so we want you to buy more cookies. Buy those little cookie packets. You know, that is what supplies
them. But they're not profiteering, and to beat up on them is he just doesn't understand how economics works, basically. They have to respond to what the market's doing, not say, oh, the price should be $5 and let's charge $6. It just doesn't work that way. It's a competitive market as well.
50 years in government, you can't figure something that academic. What is he? Is he going to classes with AOC?
Yes, I think that's exactly what's happening. It's all a grand conspiracy.
She's tutoring him. She goes to the White House and tutors him on the economy. Is that what's
wage and price controls? Maybe that would be the solution. That would be the next one. Yes.
Oh, okay, you and I have been talking about that R word, and you've avoided it. And you said, hey, maybe next end of the year, maybe next year, but yet we have people that are now, they just have to admit it and just say, no, we don't have to wait for it. It's already here. What do you say?
Well, I think we're growing slower, but I don't think we're negative yet, but it's right on the line. I mean, we're probably in the plus 1% growth rate for the third quarter we just entered, and the second quarter we just left is also probably plus one, something like that. The first quarter was minus.
You think we're a plus? You think they're holding that number back for a little bit?
Well, it's not something you hold back, but I think it's something that is marginally positive now. We still have a lot of consumer spending going on out there. The stimulus from the COVID and all that is still kind of washing its way. All the money that the Federal Reserve printed for all those years is washing its way through the system as well. So it's that stimulates the economy. The Federal Reserve has started to raise rates, but they've done 3 rate increases. You know, they got a long way to go. What's been interesting recently, Bill, is that long-term interest rates
have been coming down. Right.
While short-term interest rates have been going up, the Federal Reserve has been pushing up short-term rates, and they're going to have another meeting in July where they'll push them up probably another 3/4 of a point. But long-term interest rates, like 10-year treasuries, which are controlled by the market, not controlled by the Fed, have been coming down pretty sharply. The 10-year treasury was about 3.3 about 3 weeks ago. Now it's about 2.8. That's a pretty big drop in the treasuries. Mm-hmm. And that, again, is telling you the market is saying there's going to be less demand. And also it's a flight to safety. When the stock market's rocky, people want to put their money in treasuries as a kind of a safety haven. So there's more demand for treasuries and falling interest rates because of the weaker economy. So that's another sign. So, and short-term interest rates have gone up are almost the same as long-term interest rates. If short-term interest rates go up more, which they will when the Fed keeps raising rates, you get what's called the inverted yield curve, meaning short-term rates higher than long-term rates. That is always the sign of recession coming, but 6 to 9 months later. It doesn't happen instantly when you get an inverted yield curve, but eventually you are going to get it.
You see the kind of buzzwords you get here with Bill Martinez and Jordan Goodman? I mean, if you were to ask Joe Biden about the inverted yield curve, just watch his eyes glaze over.
He'll have to ask AOC about it, yes.
But we give it to you straight, the whole truth and nothing but. Ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so where are the smart people putting their money now?
Not crypto.
No, yeah.
Bitcoin's down below 20,000. It's just been a complete wipeout, wow. And there are companies going left and right out of existence or being merged out of existence. It feels similar to the dot-com crash of 2000, where you had this huge surge and speculative fever that kind of broke. And you know, what happened to pets.com? You know, well, that's the same thing as crypto.com this time. So there was a huge surge. Bitcoin got up to 65,000. NFTs were selling for tens of millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
It's all gone. It's all gone. So that's not where smart people are putting their money these days. The crypto billionaires are trying to get out as fast as they can.
Are there still some crypto billionaires?
Well, they're less than they used to be, but yes, I mean, some people did make billions in crypto, and then they cashed out, which was smart. Others stayed in thinking it was going to go up to 100,000 and a million and some huge numbers, which seem just completely foolish right now.
Mm-hmm. Right,
so
exactly.
You said, where is the smart money going? I mean, they're going into conservative stocks, Procter & Gamble, Unilever, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, you know, kind of the brand names are going to hang in there. They've been through, weathered many a recession before, have decent dividend yields. And that's where they're kind of hiding out.
What about gold?
But what about
gold and silver?
Gold has not done much. Gold's about $1,800 an ounce, something like that. You would have thought with the inflation we had that gold would have done better. But it really hasn't. Silver's about 20-something an ounce. In the past, they would have done much better. Back in 1980, I remember gold went from 400 to 800.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And had that huge surge. You just haven't had that this time. Nothing has surged, basically. Mm-hmm. Everything's bond prices are down because yields are up. Stock market's been really rocky. Crypto has been crashing. The next thing that's crashing is real estate.
Yes,
and you're seeing
a
real slowdown in real estate now. I mean, compare that to a year ago, Bill, when we had you'd put a house in the market, you'd get 60 bids, all cash at $50,000 over asking price. You know, it was crazy stuff. That is all gone right now as well. So that's the next one to fall because of these higher prices and higher interest rates. Real estate is really starting to crack here.
Well, stay tuned. He's got all the details. America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman. Jordan, how can they be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com, my website. Always glad to help you folks, Bill.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an AmeriPlan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And we've got Dr. Brian Mark Rigg back with us, the biographer of Woody Williams. He was the last World War II Medal of Honor recipient, as you may recall from our previous interview. And he will soon lie in honor at the U.S. Capitol. Brian, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Bill. Good to be here.
Well, What an incredible story, as we discussed, and as you laid out in your book in honoring Woody Williams, who received the Medal of Honor, the highest medal for valor in the U.S. military, for his actions on Iwo Jima Island on February the 23rd of 1945, when he used a flamethrower against the Imperial Japanese Army positioned in fortified underground pillboxes. And you say out of 669,100 Marines who fought in World War II, 82 were awarded the Medal of Honor. There is just something real special on many levels of the MOH, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, just out of that number of the 82 that got awarded it, you know, over 60% of them died doing the acts they did in order to get that award, like jumping on grenades to save their buddy. So that a person actually was able to survive the acts he did that went beyond the call of duty is remarkable in itself, and that Woody lived on to 98 years of age is also remarkable. But, yeah, the Medal of Honor is the highest decoration one can get for above the call of duty actions. And you had, you know, almost 500 Medal of Honor recipients from World War II out of 16.3 million men and women who served. So it is a very elite award, and it is symbolic of the greater sacrifices that everybody made. So when the medal comes in a room on around a person's neck, a Medal of Honor recipient walks in, even generals are, with the unwritten code, are demanded to stand up and salute. So it is a remarkable thing. Also, a Medal of Honor recipient, when he gets it, he starts to receive thousands of dollars every month, tax-free. He gets all these perks of free travel, Every time he goes on a base, all the red carpet treatment is brought out. And this person then becomes a spokesman for the people who sacrificed for whatever operation that they were part of. And they become basically, you know, military gods in American history, put on Mount Olympus of, you know, our military tradition.
You know, and Brian, for the Medal of Honor winners that I've had a privilege to interview, whenever they speak of the MOH, it is not anything that they look to, you know, point to themselves as much as those that they represent, as you say. They represent the military, but those men and women that were part of the campaign that led to the, led to their honorable duty and led to the receiving of the MOH, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, almost, and I've talked to now many Medal of Honor recipients, General Livingston, you know, I met, you got Mike Thornton, and, you know, all of them will tell you, you know, hey, I was just doing my job, and suddenly, you know, I find out that, you know, I get recognized, you know, and a lot, you know, for doing my job, and sometimes it's an awkward feeling for them, although they do recognize that a lot of the things that they did do were remarkable, but it was part of their duty. And the interesting thing here is when they're thrust into that limelight and become these public figures, these famous people, many of them do gravitate to, you know, hey, there's a lot of other people who should have gotten this award. I mean, you don't get the award unless your commanding officer survived and put you in for it. So on Iwo Jima, there were thousands of guys who should have received the Medal of Honor, but their lieutenants and captains got killed in battle and were never able to write them up. Woody was lucky his commanding officer survived. And so he and many others, when they speak, they say, hey, I wear this for all the other guys who didn't get it, who should have gotten it. And I wear it for all those guys that gave the ultimate sacrifice. So it becomes larger than them, and many of them focus on that. So you're indeed right to point that out.
Well, what are we to learn, you know, from the life of Woody about World War II, trauma and heroism?
Well, you know, these simple, trite phrases that have so much truth to them, we should always have them in the front of our brain housing groups. Freedom is not free. And the things that we take for granted, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the ability to voice our opposition to party, different party politics, different politicians and so on, are remarkable freedoms that are given to us by people who have gone out and defended our freedoms and our democracies. So Woody's life and the medal, you know, should remind us that freedom is not free and why it is so important to fight for the American freedoms that we were born with.
Exactly.
Also, I think, you know, when we ask our men to go out and women and to face the demons of combat, if you will, we have to be extra careful with them when they come back to give them the support they need, especially psychologically, so that they can integrate back into society. Woody suffered for many years with PTSD. Back then, they didn't really know what it was. They called it shell shock or psychoneurosis. And a lot of times, those guys were just told to suck it up, you know, and be a man, you know, stop crying and, you know, and have a problem. Now we know much more how hard it is to kill and to be in combat and to come back and then live a quote-unquote normal life. David Grossman wrote a wonderful book called On Killing, and he describes just how difficult it is to ask your population to go out and do that. So we need to be mindful. What does Woody teach us? That, you know, when our vets come back, we need to do extra care in making sure that they are thanked for what they did and that they are taken care of from their combat experiences. So I think that's another thing that Woody's life tells us so much to do. So, you know, just valuing that freedom is not free, and then realizing we need to take care of those that we ask to defend our freedoms.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Brian Mark Rigg, his book Flamethrower, which we had discussed previously with Brian. And here it's, you know, coming to a bit of an honorable punctuation with the passing of the Medal of Honor winner, Woody, and, you know, the campaigns that he was involved with. Tell us a little bit about that. We got about 4 minutes left, Brian.
Sure. You know, he will be sitting, you know, in honor or laying in honor in the Capitol on, we now know, the 14th of July, and it will be from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. Now, getting to the campaigns that Woody was part of, you know, he fought on the battle on Guam during that battle there. And a lot of people don't know that we had this battle on Guam, which was American territory, was seized by the Japanese. They built 7 concentration camps on the island. They killed 2,000, basically 10% of the population during the occupation. And Woody was part of the liberation force to go in there to liberate American nationals. A lot of people don't know about this. And he survived one of the largest bonsai attacks of the Pacific War, defending off 5,000 screaming, charging Japanese on the 25th of July, 1944. So I document that and highlight that battle, which very few Americans know about, and they need to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And after that battle, he then trained on Guam for Iwo Jima, went to Iwo Jima. He wasn't supposed to be on Iwo Jima. We thought it was going to be a pushover campaign. We landed the 4th and 5th Divisions there, had the 3rd, which he was a part of, in reserve. And after 2 days of just getting our nose bloodied, when we thought we were only going to have to fight the Japanese 5 days, we decided we needed to land the 3rd Marine Division, and Woody was part of that. And he fought there and there on that island for 34 more days.
Wow.
It's just indescribable carnage and warfare, which I document very thoroughly in my book. And 2 days into his time on the island, that's when he picked up 100 pounds of gear, a flamethrower, portable flamethrower, you know, paraphernalia, and went into the battle and took out a strong pillbox line, reinforced infantry. Pillboxes that were supporting the infantry there, and he took out probably 3, maybe 4 pillboxes, and he killed, you know, possibly a dozen Japanese and helped move the front forward and secure his own lines, and that's why he got the Medal of Honor.
Exactly. Well, Brian, as you talked about the specialness of the MOH, oftentimes it comes with controversy, and it did in this case as well, right?
Yeah, I was not expecting this at all. And as I was looking into the case files of many Medal of Honor recipients from Iwo Jima, I found that Woody was the only one I found that had a broken chain of command endorsement process. Basically, when you get the Medal of Honor, it goes through all the chain of command that you are under to get to President Truman. Well, General Roy Geiger, who was in charge of the Fleet Marine Force, all 6 Marine Corps divisions of World War II, and his board noticed that the sample citation in the initial endorsement letter that were written up for Woody were not supported by the affidavits that were gathered. And so when they saw this huge discrepancy of what was claimed that Woody did versus what could be proved by the affidavits, they stopped the process. And Geiger went to actually Fleet Admiral Nimitz and had his board look at it as well. And Admiral Nimitz agreed with him. Yes, this is not a Medal of Honor worthy package. Find more evidence. So they found that Woody's platoon commander, Howard Chambers, Lieutenant Howard Chambers, was still alive. So they said, hey, we'll write him. He'll be able to clarify things. He trained with Woody for 6 months, and he was there the whole day with Woody when Woody did the actions he did to be recognized. So they asked Chambers not once but twice to endorse Woody, and he refused to do so. We don't know the exact reason why, but that a platoon leader refused to endorse his Marine means there was something wrong with this.
Exactly. Dr. Brian Mark Rigg, the biographer of Woody Williams, the last World War II Medal of Honor recipient, who will be lying in honor in the U.S. Capitol later this month. Brian, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. You take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of...